evening, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. America, all the ships at sea. Welcome to Travel Talk Radio with your hosts, Sandy and Bob Nesoff.
Good evening.
Our guest this tonight will be Courtney Goff, who is the media relations manager at a wonderful, wonderful destination, Branson, Missouri. But we got a call that Courtney is coming in a bit late, so Sandy and I are going to be going into some other things that we'll discuss and hope bring a chuckle to you before she comes on the air. Most people, when they fly, all they want is a nice, quiet flight. No excitement, nothing like that. But excitement is a terrific thing, and no life should be humdrum, except when you're flying. The last thing any airline passenger wants to hear is, oh, my God. Sometimes you can laugh. Other times it can be hair-raising. But it seems that in recent years, flying from point A to point B has too often become an adventure. Sometimes it's benign. Sometimes it's far from that. Most airlines, with a notable few, truly try to accommodate the needs of every passenger, especially those who have an unreasonable fear of being where God meant no human being to be, at 38,000 feet above terra firma. Many passengers have begun taking so-called emotional support animals on board. While in some cases that is a necessity, in others, it's a scam to take a pet on board without placing it in luggage and having to pay an extra fee. Not too long ago, a woman showed up at the airport with her emotional support peacock. She was told to take a hike. The same held true for the guy with the emotional support squirrel. The airline said nuts to that and now has a policy banning squirrels.
Which they should.
Yeah, well, you know, squirrels are in the tree and, you know, with the nuts, and you don't want them coming into your house or your attic either, as we know, Sandy.
For sure we know that. We had that problem at one time when we had trees that were growing too close to the house. And as a result, we had to have the trees removed so that the squirrels would stop visiting.
Yeah, but that's not at 38,000 feet.
No.
You know, not too long ago, one guy failed to show up, showed up, and failed to give the screeners a heads up when he attempted to board a plane with 10 severed heads. And we kid you not, his suitcase looked like the autopsy room in NCIS. Once screeners recovered, it turned out that he was on his way to a medical conference and the heads were needed for demonstration purposes.
Tell somebody.
Can you imagine the look on the screener's face when they opened it up and they saw the heads? They figured they had a serial killer on their hands.
It wasn't serial with a C-E-R-E-A-L.
No, it wasn't. Every so often, some nutcase decides to tell another passenger or cabin crew member that he has a bomb. That always creates a stir, delays flights, and always results in the arrest of the person who decided to play that game. Some passengers on the way to a seminar where they were presenters have presented problems for the airlines. An Israeli security expert in this country to train security personnel in dealing with explosives caused an emotional explosion when a package labeled as a bomb was found in his luggage. When security finally determined that who he was and that the package was no danger, he was allowed to go on with the bomb. Which reminds me of one time that when we were coming back, and you'll remember this, Sandy, coming back from Galveston Island in Texas, and somebody we know, one of the two of us, had bought a practice hand grenade. It was not a live grenade, and it was not meant to be. But the big question was, how do we get it back home? And I think somebody, 50% of this team was in a panic until we got on board. We put it in the checked luggage. Anything like that, you should always let the people know at check-in that you're carrying something like that so you don't create an absolute hysterical moment.
Well, I remember one time when we did exactly that. We told them, the people at the desk, that we had a massager with us. It was a small handheld massager because we were on a trip that was an adventure journey. And unfortunately, what happened is we checked the luggage through, and we were elsewhere in the airport, and all of a sudden they called us. And the reason they called us is because there was a lot of noise coming from the suitcase, and it turned out to be this massager. So it wasn't exactly funny, but at the same time, it was hysterical.
Yeah, well, there was a time also when you weren't on that trip, it was a trip into the Guatemalan jungle. And we had gotten permission to carry a handgun because going into the jungle, we just, you know, wanted something. And going through security, was bringing the handgun over to customs to have it registered so that I could bring it legally back into this country. Put it on the conveyor belt, told the individual, that the screener, that there was a handgun there and where I was going with it. They saw the gun. They never stopped me, never escorted me. Brought it over to customs. They gave me a certificate indicating that it was mine and that it was going legally. And I looked around, and there were all these people in three-piece suits with their arms spread out. Turned out that it was FBI, State Department Security, and KGB, because on the runway was a ballet dancer whose husband had defected. She was on board the plane. State Department wouldn't let it take off until they were sure she was going of her own free will. And here I am with a gun in a box surrounded by FBI, Secret Service, and KGB. I decided to get out of there as fast as I could before somebody asked me what was in the box I was carrying.
Yeah, it can get kind of tricky. But now they've had a lot of people who have been detained by airline stewardesses, by people who work for the airline, and they're people who should never have been detained. Can you address that a little bit?
Well, a lot of that happens now because of the security in the world situation, where your name may be similar to that of somebody on a no-fly list. If that happens, and it happens once, best thing to do is to contact TSA or Border Patrol and get a document from them that certifies that you are not a terrorist, even though you may have the same name. Look, with what, 3 to 5 billion people in the world, it's not uncommon that there are going to be more than one individual with the same name.
Yeah.
And because of that, they play it safe. You know, just if that happens to you once, make sure that you have the proper identification and a certification from the government that you're not a terrorist. You want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, and make sure that you don't have a someone with a team of cameras following you, because unfortunately that happens too often.
Yeah.
You know, you see the 7 o'clock news at night, and there are people on the news who you know should not have been in any kind of a problem situation, and they find themselves in those situations too often.
Yeah, we were talking about the hand grenade that we had in our suitcase. Fortunately, we weren't bothered with that, but that was before a lot of this nonsense started. More recently, screeners at an airport found a hand grenade in a passenger's carry-on. Ours was in our check luggage. This guy had it in his carry-on. After the area was clear, they delayed the flights, and the wrath of God was brought down on this guy's head. They finally determined that the grenade was a souvenir and was inert, the same as the one we had. To add to the drama, it was colored gold. No hand grenade was ever colored gold. He tried the security conference ploy, but he had his toy confiscated. You know, if you're going to do something like that, don't get stupid. Put it in your check-in luggage and tell the people what you have. Show it to them, or, you know, call a policeman over or somebody from TSA. Let them see it. Let them see that it is not a danger. And more likely than not, you will be able to get through. You know, these actions are not always limited to the insignificant traveler. Alden Smith, who played linebackers for the San Francisco 49ers, joked to someone that he had a bomb to bring on board. They called a personal foul on him, and he was arrested.
Yeah, today you cannot kid around with things like that. I think people have become too serious, and it's very easy for somebody to really have a bomb. So they just will confiscate anything that resembles it. Look, they'll confiscate water bottles. I mean, undoubtedly, if they can confiscate a water bottle, they can confiscate anything.
Yeah, and the reason they confiscated the water bottle is because some time back, you were permitted to bring a full water bottle on board, but somebody brought a water bottle on board filled with a flammable liquid. And fortunately, they caught the person. You know, you have to take your shoes off now, because Richard Reed, the shoe bomber, was caught. He had a bomb in his shoes, and they saw him trying to light the fuse for it, and they managed to stop him before he blew the plane up. But so now you have to do that. You know, there is a way to get around some of this stuff. There's a new program out called CLEAR, C-L-E-A-R. Look it up on your computer on Google, clear.com. What we've used for a number of years is the Trusted Traveler Card, the Frequent Traveler Card. You get that through the government. You can go online or through the airline and find that. When you have that card, you have to go into an airport where they have an office and you have a personal, I don't want to use the word interrogation, but a personal interview. And once you're approved, you do biometrics. They'll take a shot of your eyes and your handprint. When you come in from out of the country, while everybody else is queuing up to go through immigration, you walk all the way around to the side, and they have several kiosks over there. You slip your card in, your picture comes up on the screen, you put your hand on it, it checks your hand and your eyes, answer a couple of questions, it prints out a receipt, and you take that to customs. You're going right through. You're saving yourself a good half hour. But also, when you're coming in, there was a TSA pre-check. If you have this card, it's good for 5 years and it costs $100. So check your credit card companies. Some of the credit card companies will reimburse you for the cost of the card. But when you go through security, before you get into the secured area, you don't have to take your shoes off. Most of them will let you keep your hat on. You don't have to take your belt off. You don't have to take the fillings out of your teeth. You can go through a lot quicker.
One of the things that I noticed that I think might be something good to pass along to our readers is that this water bottle business can be averted very easily. You make sure that the bottle is empty, that you just have an empty bottle, whether it's clear plastic or not. And when you get inside the secured area and you are able to get on the plane, go to your nearest water fountain. Fill up the bottle. If you need to have water with you, some people have to take pills or you have other reasons why they would need the water with them, and fill up the bottle there, because then no one can say, hey, you got into this area using a water bottle that you're not allowed to have.
Yeah.
I mean, water is one example. Other things that are a little more difficult. There's no question if it was a shampoo bottle, no matter what it is, you would have a problem with it.
Well, any liquid, any fluid, you have there's a maximum
3 ounces.
That you can have 3 ounces in one, but I don't recall offhand how many you can have total. So you can't bring in a dozen bottles that are 3 ounces. They won't let you through. Also, another thing that we found out, unfortunately, we had been on a cruise, and we had won a very, very nice bottle of wine. And we were looking forward to having it at dinner when we got home that night. Arrived at the airport, and lo and behold, they confiscated the bottle of wine. We saw them put it on top of the
carousel,
X-ray machine, and there was a very big smile on the guy's face. All right, hang on 1 second. It looks like Courtney has arrived.
Well, just to conclude that, that bottle of wine undoubtedly went home with the person behind the desk.
As it did. Hello, Courtney.
Hi, how are you guys?
Okay, how are you doing?
Nice to hear from you.
I'm good. I'm so sorry. I want to apologize. I had a meeting run late, and they would not let me leave. We're talking about all the new things that are coming up this year in Branson.
Well, you give us the names. We'll take care of them.
Right. Well,
there
maybe you
go,
can tell
right?
us about some of the things that you are allowed to discuss with us about Branson and some of those names. Well, that would be great.
All right. Courtney Goff is the media relations manager for one of the more interesting family destinations in the country, but not only for family. It's great for adults, too. That's Branson, Missouri. Courtney has worked in tourism for quite a number of years. She's worked for attractions, for airlines, and quite a number of other places. She's been with Branson for, I believe, 5 years now, Courtney?
Yes, 5 years, and I just came back to start my sixth.
Oh, okay. Well, it's coming along. You get tenure after a while. We were in Branson.
Right, I know. I'm waiting for my
quite
star.
A number of, yeah, we were in Branson quite a number of years ago, and we found that any number of well-known entertainers had venues there. Can you tell us some of the ones who have their own theaters?
Yes. Yeah, so right now we have about 40 theaters in Branson, and some of the performers that you'll remember that have theaters and that perform here are going to be like the Linen Sisters. We have Tony Orlando that's here, lives here. We have Yakov Smirnoff. We have Mickey Gilly and just a ton of others, Soji Chibuchi, as well as touring acts that come in from Winona to the Oak Ridge Boys, Neil McCoy. So we have a ton of touring acts, local people that have their own venue, and then, of course, our unique theaters that have been around, the Haygoods that have been here for 27 years and are still just one of the best concert shows. I like to call it a concert because their music is so much fun, as well as some great family shows and interactive comedy. So there's a ton of great performers here.
Are there any that you would suggest that people listening to this broadcast would be best not to miss?
Oh, I would definitely say don't miss the Haygoods. They are a family. They've been performing in Branson, like I said, for 27 years. We like to joke that they were born and they were handed an instrument and could immediately play it. They play all sorts of, like, every single instrument you can imagine they can play. I would also say Rick Thomas, who's an illusionist, who performs at the Andy Williams Performing Arts Center. He is relocated and now a Branson local, came from Las Vegas. His new show, Mansion of Dreams, is some of the best illusionist work I've ever seen. I'm the person that tries to figure it out, and I can never quite figure it out. And he's got a great personality. And yeah, he's engaging with the audience. I still cannot figure out where that helicopter goes and how it appears in the theater. It is so cool.
Is Jim Stafford and his family still performing there?
Yes, we still have the Jim Stafford Theater right in the middle of our entertainment district, and he still has some shows and performs throughout the year. He usually is more performing in the summer and towards our Christmas season, but he's still here and still has his home in Branson.
Do most of the people who visit there, are they older people or younger people, or is it a mixture?
Well, it's a mixture. We have what's interesting about Branson is the average age of Branson is about 52 years old. In the summertime, the average age drops to about 44. So you get the
really?
People that are bringing their families in. You have everybody from 3-year-olds to the teens to myself, who's in my late 20s, all different kinds of ages. And there's something for everyone in the shows, different attractions from mild to wild, thrill levels, and beautiful scenic tours that the family can enjoy together in the Ozarks.
Okay, we're going to have to break for a moment to play a commercial so we can pay some bills over here. So hold on and don't go away.
Absolutely.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Every year you assemble your closest friends to prepare for another season in the knockdown, drag-out world of make-believe football.
4 minutes.
You were born with the one skill every manager needs to play fantasy football. Absolutely no skill playing real football.
Not so good at catching.
Imaginary catches. Imaginary touchdowns. Next up, an imaginary score with an imaginary woman.
Good imagination.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, O Swami of the sidelines. You may come in dead last, but you're always first with us.
Mr. Fantasy Football Manager Guy.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Travel Talk Radio with your hosts, Sandy and Bob Nessoff. Our guest this evening is Courtney Goff, who's the Media Relations Manager for that terrific destination, Branson, Missouri. Courtney, before we go any further, can you give our listeners an idea of how they can contact Branson to get information about attractions, hotels, reservations?
Yeah, absolutely. I would definitely suggest go to explorebranson.com. That's explorebranson.com. There you're going to be able to find our list of attractions, shows, event calendars, some of our great award-winning golf courses, information on Legends of Golf, which is a PGA Tour stop that's right here in Branson, Missouri at Top of the Rock, as well as information on lodging, hotels, and different ways to get yourself to Branson.
That's fantastic. Can you give us maybe a little bit of the history of Branson? How long has it been around, and how did it come to be?
Well, Branson has been around for over 70 years. It all started with a hole in the ground. So we had a mining family named the Hershens who came to Branson to get in the cave tour business. There is a cave that's located just outside of Branson in Branson West, where people would come and they would go spelunking and go on the ropes and go through the cave. Well, as people were waiting for their turn to go in the cave or waiting for people to come out of the cave, they needed something to do. So on top of the cave, they started putting craftspeople, blacksmiths, candy makers, leather workers, lathes, and that in turn turned into Silver Dollar City, an 1880s-style theme park, which is now one of the largest family-owned theme parks in the world, which then attracted people to come to Silver Dollar City theme park to see all the craftspeople, which then began the town with the shows coming in, people wanting to come to this town to see the cave tours, to see the craftspeople, but also wanting some great live entertainment and some fun attractions. So it's just evolved from there. So we like to say it started from a hole in the ground, and now it's one of the leading family attractions and the newly named top 25 best attraction, value attraction cities in the country.
That's phenomenal. It's what an interesting story, though. You know, there are a lot of places that you visit that have craftspeople, but that's part of the charm of the destination. This sounds like it started from something totally different, and the craftspeople were an aside. So it's nice to hear about that.
Yes,
and at this point in time, please go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say it all started with people coming to see the craftspeople and wanting to see the beauty of the Ozarks. And then from there, we gave them some great live entertainment and some beautiful outdoor adventures for them to explore in Branson.
Okay, well, aside from the shows and entertainment, there are quite a number of attractions in the city. I know we were there years ago. There was a terrific depiction of the Titanic with a recreation of the ship and what have you. Is that still there? And what are some of the other things to do outside of show venues?
Yes, so we have the Titanic Museum and attraction is still there. You cannot miss it. It is literally a replica. The building looks like the ship. And you go through, you can touch a real iceberg. You can see the level of the ship at different points during the time and hear what the passengers' stories are. And something really unique about that exhibit is that the owners, they make sure that they have a new element or exhibit every year. So this year, they have some of the real life jackets. There's only 12 known life jackets that are remaining from the Titanic, and 6 of them are here in Branson, Missouri, in the Titanic Museum. So there's always something new, some sort of new artifact that they've been able to find and showcase for crowds. Something that's new this year that we're really excited about is called Bigfoot Adventure, and there's an exhibit. So you go through, and there's like there's a bunch of Bigfoot-themed mini golf, drop towers, thrilling stuff. And you can also go on an expedition where they take you through the Ozark Mountains on this big kind of army truck. You see some really pretty views, and you're guaranteed to see a big hairy beast on this Bigfoot adventure. But what they don't tell you is,
and
I'm going to give a spoiler alert.
Bigfoot, I understand.
Exactly. That big hairy beast is actually some Highland Scottish cattle. It takes you through a cattle farm where you can feed them, and they're just adorable. And especially with the beautiful weather that we're having down here now, you can go through, you see these quote-unquote big hairy beasts, Highland cattle, and then you take an expedition through, and they tell you, oh, people are thinking they've found Bigfoot. Oh, what are they going to do? And you go up and down the valleys, and it's a really cool exhibit where not only do you get to see the beauty of the Ozarks, but it's a thrilling ride and fun storytelling.
Now, when would you say is the best time to visit Branson? I'm sure that there are many people who bring children there during the summer or, you know, the winter especially, but what's your opinion?
We're definitely known for a great summer attraction, so you can take advantage of the beautiful Table Rock Lake and Lake Taneycomo. Christmas, we have one of the top 10 Christmas events in the world. But what's nice about Branson is that we are ever-changing. So if you come in the spring, you're going to see a different set of shows, a different set of attractions at Silver Dollar City and some of our other surrounding entertainment than you are going to see in the summer. And in the summer, you're going to see something different than you're going to see in the fall when we turn into like a harvest town where you see the pumpkins and the scarecrows and really taking a fall festival turn on things. And, of course, once we hit November, it's Christmas time. There are thousands of Christmas trees that line the city. For instance, fun fact, is known as America's Christmas Tree City. We have so many different Christmas trees and millions of lights. So there's a little bit, every time of the year is fun because you're going to see something different each and every time you come during the year.
Yeah. How long should people plan on staying in Branson to really see as much as possible?
Well, the average person spends about 4 nights here in Branson. So that way you can see different shows, attractions, and tailor your trip to your taste. But it would take you almost 9 months if you saw 3 shows a day to see every show that's offered in Branson. And that doesn't even include visiting attractions or shopping or dining.
Well, when you have told us about how many theaters there are, 40 theaters, there's no doubt that there are a lot of shows. And I think that's great because it'll pick up the interest of everybody who visits. You get some
exactly.
people who, go ahead.
We have country music shows. We have rock band kind of shows. We have some comedy, magic, just and a Beatles tribute, and just tons of really, really unique shows that you can have one day where you're listening to the Beatles and jamming out, one day when you're listening to Johnny Cash, and then another day where you're trying to figure out where that helicopter went with Rick Thomas. So there's tons of stuff for everyone.
That sounds fantastic. It sounds like a place that most people, I'm sure, would like very much to be able to visit.
When people are coming in, we came into Springfield and then drove to Branson. Would that be the main gateway for an airline?
Yes, we have 2 different airports. We have the Springfield Branson National Airport, which is the one that you guys flew into, and that's going to have your major legacy carriers, your United, Delta, American. But we also have the Branson Airport, which has some Frontier flights as well as Via Air with nonstops to Austin, and then some smaller planes can come in there as well. So you really have 2 options where you're going to have your most major carriers are going to be at the Springfield-Branson National Airport, and that's only about 45 minutes north of Branson. And then you have the Branson Airport that's just about probably 15, 20 minutes outside of town, and then you can come right back in and drive on Highway 76.
All right, we're running kind of short on time, and we have just another couple of minutes to speak. Would you give our listeners one more shot at the information on how they can contact Branson to get information about the city and to make reservations?
Absolutely. Visit explorebranson.com. You can plan your whole itinerary there from shows, attractions, outdoor adventure, to lodging, to golf.
Okay, I have one other question that kind of ties together, I think, with what happens with the entertainment part. These days, a lot of foodies travel around, people who are very interested in restaurants and things like that. Can you tell us, you know, kind of quickly about some of the things that might be of interest to guests?
We have just over a minute to go, Courtney, so if you can fit that in.
Yep, I will make it brief. Yes, we have over 250 restaurants, which will house some of your national chains, as well as a Landshark Bar and Grill, Paula Deen's Kitchen. We have about probably 5 to 7 chef-driven restaurants. So you're going to see mostly some celebrity-based chains. But we also have a unique restaurant called the Keter Center, where everything is literally farm to spoon, where you're sitting on where the vegetables are grown, where you're seeing the cows and the meat come in, and everything is right outside your window, going straight to your
table.
That's
phenomenal.
So we have several different. Yeah. So there's a little bit of everything, whether you want something quick, fast, familiar, or something new and exciting.
You can't beat that. And is all that information on the website as well? Or some of it?
Yes, everything you'll need is at explorebranson.com, where you can see a list of shows, dining, hotels, everything.
Okay. We unfortunately were cut short because Courtney was caught in a meeting and couldn't punch in on time. So perhaps in a couple of weeks we'll give you a call and we can pick up again where we left off. This has been Travel Talk Radio with your hosts Sandy and Bob Nesoff. Thank you, Courtney from Branson, Missouri.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we are done. Courtney?
I'll let you two talk.
Yes, I want to apologize. I am so sorry. We were in a What's New meeting, and I could not
sneak away. When we get there
away,
in September,
so
just point these people out to me.
I will tell them exactly what's going on. But we're very excited to have you guys in September. I think you're going
to find,
you're going
to
see some of our, and what's nice is that some of our new stuff that I am being held hostage on speaking about is going to be announced probably just a few weeks before you guys get there. So you'll be able to see and hear about some of the brand new things just shortly after they're announced and in the public eye. So we're really excited that you guys can come down and visit us in Branson, Eureka, and Bentonville.
When the program will be, a link to it will be posted in the next day or two, and we'll get it to you. So if you can use it, for
awesome.
Any purposes, feel free to do so. And we started off talking about strange things that happen on airlines, like the fellow who showed up at the gate with a half a dozen severed heads in his carry-on. And they thought they thought they had a serial killer on his hands. He finally convinced them he was going to a medical convention.
Anyhow,
Courtney, thanks for your time, and we'll give you a call and we'll reschedule so we can pick up where we left off.
Yes, absolutely. That sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.